two of your Lions players for this. Yes. Are you tempted to rest more?
We've always said we're going to look at each player individually, see where they're up to, see what they need to do. You guys speculated a lot we were going to rest more, and we've decided to rest too.
A huge chance for Henry Slade. How much potential do you think he has?
He's got a lot. You know, he's got nice feet, he's got good balance, he's got a good head on him, he's got some speed, he's got courage. He's got everything there is, and yeah, if you look at the team, I think there's at least six or seven that have come out of the Argentina tour, and he's one of those guys. So it just shows you how beneficial that tour was.
Has he got a chance to play his way into the starting lineup for the Australia game, or is it inevitable?
We're starting against Argentina. Haven't you seen the team list? Can someone find the team list? He's starting against Argentina. We're playing Argentina. We're not playing Australia. What's Australia got to do with Argentina?
Will Farrell and Mertoglu come back, do you think?
We're playing Argentina this week, mate. Can someone ring a bell? We're playing Argentina this week, not Australia.
Where do you see Slade's best position for you? Is it?
I've picked him at 12, obviously 12.
Yeah. Can he play 13?
He can play 13. I know he can play 13 well.
And can I ask you about Sam Underhill? Was that a tough decision?
We've had a good battle between him and Curry. We've got Simmons coming through, got Mercer coming through, got some good young back rowers coming through. So it's quite exciting for us. They're all under the age of 20. All wouldn't know what that was, would they, Dylan? No. They'd say, shit, what's this? They wouldn't know. Different generation gap. And they've got talent and they've got enthusiasm. Who owns that anyway? That's not your thing. We're a keeper. Always a safe pair of hands. Very exciting. Great competition. Yeah, they're athletically good. They've got good attitudes. Very good.
Does Underhill strike you as having all the credentials of being a genuine open side?
100%. He's a genuine open side. Curry's the same. Simmons, we're not sure, maybe he's in that 6.5, he might join the 6.5 club. But all talented players, yeah.
What are you expecting from this Argentina side?
Well, you know, it's going to be a tough game. They're coming off the back of not a good season. Their coach is under pressure, the players are under pressure, but they know if they beat England at Twickenham, their whole season turns around. You know, they go back to Buenos Aires, they're sitting on the beach, they're heroes. Everyone wants to buy him a beer, everyone wants to buy him a steak. So we're going to make sure at the start of the game we set the standard and the tone of the game, and it's going to start up front. It starts with the forwards, it starts with Dylan, starts with the front row, and then it goes back from there. And that's the aim of the game, to put our stamp on up front.
Dylan, a few new faces in this team, how exciting is that for you as a captain?
It's good. Competition's hot, and like Eddie said, we've got young people coming through that are hungry. And then the good thing, the team's evolved now to a point where our intent and attitude and how we prepare for games is only getting better. And we always want to get better, and it's nice to know that we've got young guys coming into the team that kind of step up to the mark, like the Currys, the Underhills. These boys are driving that intensity, which is great.
And what have you made of how Henry Slade's fitted in this week into
it? I don't train with the backs. I don't. Yeah. What do you mean this week though? Henry's been around the team for years now.
Yeah.
And you know, he earned his stripes on tour in Argentina. He was kind of important for us out there, played some good footy. So he's not a surprise to the team. He's been around, he's been waiting for an opportunity, and now he gets it.
And can I ask about fullback? You've talked about trying to get two or three players in every position. A lot of people might have thought this was an ideal opportunity to have a look at someone else at fullback. What's your thinking there in keeping the same?
I've picked the best 23. We want to win this game against Argentina. It's very simple.
A couple of players.
So they're not in the best 23 at this stage. Simple as that. Watson, we know, can train well at fullback, and he's an option for us going forward. You know, we're keen to have a look at him, and I'll pick the right time to have a look at him.
Dylan, how important is the next few weeks when you bear in mind that actually that Rugby World Cup isn't that far away again, and there's that cycle of new exciting faces coming in pushing?
Every week's important. We in Portugal, we set our stall out. We've got 12 games this year, and when you think about it like that, 12 weeks, it goes pretty quickly. We can't take it off the ball. Obviously, the first game is the most important one, and all our focus is geared towards that.
And having played Argentina, obviously, and done so well in the summer, how much for you guys and for the players not involved is that a useful tool to bring in, but I guess probably no more?
We've done well because we won the games, but look at score lines. We want to be better. We want to evolve as a team. We don't want to be the same team. And the way we've prepared and trained and approached this game, we're going to be a different team come Saturday.
And just finally from me, back at Twickenham, back in front of a big crowd for three back-to-back weeks. It's been a long while. How exciting is that for you guys, but for English rugby fans and everybody?
It's great. We want to keep momentum going. It all starts with a win Saturday.
You talked about the quality of Argentina over this year, which hasn't been great. They've played in fits and starts through that rugby championship. Therefore, how confident are you of England notching up the victory?
I'm confident we'll play well. If we play well enough, the result will come our way. They play better than us, and we play well, they'll beat us. But we intend to play well.
Is the intention to go out with an upfront statement based on, obviously, traditionally where they look at their strengths in that scrum? If you can get one over on them there, will they start to sort of disintegrate out
the right? Well, I think rugby's always about that. Yeah, rugby's always, that's the great thing about our game. Yeah, we've got a contest for the ball. And that contest is between the big guys. The contest isn't between the little guys for the ball. It's between the big guys. And you've got a tactical and physical contest for the ball. And that's where the game's won or lost. Because if you get good quality ball, then the little guys run with it. And we've got guys who can run fast and got good hands. So, yeah, we're quite clear how we want to play rugby. We're quite clear how we want to develop our game. And this is another opportunity for us to get better on Saturday.